Okay, today is Daf Samach Gimel. We're on Samach Gimel. We're by the two dots, about six lines from the top, where it says Kol Chosmei Brachas Shel Mikdash. All brachos in the Beis Hamikdash were answered the following way: Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Leil Voed. He did not say Amen. And Ezra made a takana that you should say Baruch Hashem Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Leil Voed Me'olam V'Ad Olam, like to show up the Tzeduki that really there are two worlds, this world and the next world, right? So the Gemara says, Kol Kach Lama, why all this production? Well, Fi She'ain Onin Amen B'Mikdash, because there is no Amen in the Beis HaMikdash. Minayin She'ain Onin Amen B'Mikdash, how do you know that? Shemar, it says, Kumu Baruchu Es Hashem Elokeichem Min Ha'olam V'Ad Ha'olam V'Yom V'Omer V'Yavaruchu Shem Kavodecha U'Mirom Al Kol Bracha Sihila U'Sihila. Yachal, I would say in Kol HaBrachos, Kulon, Tehelehen, Tehila Achas. I would say they all have one Tehila, one praise, meaning the word Amen. No. Talmud Lomar, Umarom, Al Kol Bracha, Tehila U'Tehila. Al Kol Brachu Bracha, on each Bracha, Tein Lo Tehila. Give it its proper praise, its proper due, and that is Baruch Shem Kol Lachus Al Yom Voed. Okay, so then we said, Hiskinu Shei Adam Shoel B'Shalom Chaveiro. Then we said that you should always say Shalom, even though it's Hashem's name. How do you know that? Boaz did that, and the Malach did it to Gidon. And by the way, also, Eis Lazas Hashem a favor Torah Secha. It's okay. Don't worry about it. So, my Va'omer, why do we need two Psukim? What's wrong with Boaz? And then I have another Pasuk of Gidon. So, V'chitem a Boaz B'dayte Nafshe Kamar. Boaz said it on his own. Boaz did it on his own without a halachic requirement. Boaz had a minug. I mean, he should do it that way. Boaz did it that way. So the truth is that the Yegias Mordechai asked, there are other halachas we learn out from Boaz. We learn out something called that Sher Brachas have to have 10 people. And we learn out that the Din of Chalipin. And we don't say over there that Boaz did it on his own. What? No, that's not a new thing. It's a new thing. All of a sudden we hear, well, maybe Boaz did it on his own. How come we don't ask that any other time? I'd rather we never ask that. Well, maybe this thing we got from the Nevi'im, the quotes over here, they should daven by a wall. How do you know? Because Chizkio did that. Daniel did that. Well, maybe they did it on their own. Maybe it was Din Minog, it's not a Din. We never asked that question. All of a sudden over here, well, maybe Boaz did it on his own. So he answers because...
Yeah,
Right, but
the Gemara,
correct. We're now saying it's a halacha. It's not just a nice minhag. It's a halacha. So the answer is because here he's going against the halacha. He's mentioning Hashem's name. That's why we need the pasuk of Eitz Lazas. So who said that Boaz is a halacha like that? Maybe Boaz was. Maybe he was wrong. Maybe he had his own minhag. He had his own family tradition. That's one thing. We should do the same thing. I need another source for that. Tashma Hashem. The Malach said that to Gidon. Maybe the Malach said that. Toshma Altibos Kizikna Imach V'Omer Eis Lasos Hashem Heferu Torah Secha. That what? That it's okay even though you're going to don't think that Boaz did this. It's an old thing going back to the Zakenim. Now we say Omar Rava Haikra, this pasuk of Eis Lasos Hashem, which means it's the time to do Hashem's work. Hey, Feiru Torah Secha, the Torah could be abolished for certain halachos. Haikra, me reisha l'seifa, me midarish, or me seifa l'reisha midrash. You can read it beginning to end, or end to beginning. Me reisha l'seifa midrash, from beginning to end, eis lasos Hashem. It's the time to do Hashem's work. My time of why? Rishon Feiru Torah Secha, because the Torah is getting weaker, right? Or Meseifa Dereisha Midrash, you can do it the other way around. Heferu Torah Secha, the Torah is getting weaker. My time up, Bishem Eitz Lasos Hashem, because the time of Hashem is either way, it's the same bottom line. Bottom line is, what's the bottom line? The bottom line is that you need to be a Tana or a Moritz to say this. Sometimes Hashem gives permission that the halacha can be overridden for a greater purpose. The most famous place where this pasuk comes up is writing down Mishnayos. Right? The Rebbe, what was Rebbe's heter to write? Torah Shebal Peh is not allowed to be written down. So what was Rebbe's heter? His heter was this pasuk. If I don't write it down, it'll be forgotten. Right?
Okay.
Tanya, Hil Hazaken Omer, B'shas HaMachnisin Pazer, when the Klai Yisrael, or specifically the Chachamim, are all dispersed. I'm sorry, B'shnas HaMachnisin, when the Klai Yisrael is all together, they're all together, then Pazer, then go disperse. Go teach Torah to other places. B'shas HaMefazrin, when everyone's all over the place, Kanes, then become a little more centralized, a little more tight. V'imreisa shador, v'imreisa dor shatorah chaviva olav. But if you see that the Torah is very, very treasured, pazer, spread out. Shneamar v'yesh mafazev nosevod. V'imreis dor she'ena torah chaviva olav. And if you see it's a generation not like that, then kanes, then you know, make it more central. Shneamar eitz lasas Hashem if eretz Torah zecha. Okay. Darish bar kapara. Zalas kabatz konamine. If you see something very cheap, go buy it. Ba'asar delet gavar. If there's a place where there's no man, taman havi gavar. Then you be the man. You step up. Amar ba'ya shmamer. You see from here that ba'asar there is gavar, taman. If there's a town where there is a man, lo davi gavar. Then we don't need you to step up. Right? You come to a town, there's a rav over there. Oh, I'm the new rav in town. There is a rav already. So it's a pshita, not obvious. All it's going to do is make fighting. No, but I'm just as good as him. I'm just as good as him. Not that I'm being like a bad guy, but I am just as good as him. Still, he's here already. He sits, but be quiet. Darsh bar kapara, ezu parsha katana. What's a small parsha? Shekal gufei Torah teluyin ba. That all the gufei Torah is in it. What is that? The pasuk in Mishlei. It says, b'chol derachecha da'ehu. All ways know Hashem. V'yashar archosecha, and he will straighten out. He will make yashar. He will make correct your paths. Your walking. Amar Rava, afilu dvar aveira. Even for an aveira, like Rashi says, it doesn't mean to do aveiras. It means Rashi says, tein leiv imsarich mitzvahu kigon eliyahu b'har Karmel avur aleha. In other words, you have to do an aveira to really do a mitzvah. So if you're Eliyahu HaNavi and you want to use this pasuk, you can do that. Darsh bar kapara, l'olam yilmad adam es b'no umnas nekiya v'kala. You should teach your child a good, easy, honest, clean business. Ma'hi, like what? Amar v'chista, machate tal miyusa, like a tailor. Tanya, Rebbe Omer, l'olam al yarba adam ra b'soch beso. A person shouldn't have a lot of evil people in his house. Like a little evil people you could have, not a lot of them. Shenemar, Ish ra'ayim l'hisra'ah. Tanya, Rebbe Omer, al yimna adam apachapas b'soch beso. You shouldn't even have like an apachapas, a manager in your house. Why? Shel mole lamina potifar es Yosef apachapas b'soch beso. Had Potiphar not made Yosef the apachapas, lo ba l'oza davar. Nothing would have happened. Now nothing did happen. But the point is, nothing happened in terms of the Avera. Yosef didn't sin. He got thrown in jail. Right? None of that would have happened. You bring a guy into the house to make competition with you and the wife. What are you doing? You're asking for trouble. Had that not happened, there wouldn't have been trouble. Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Lama nitzmecha parshas nazir l'parshas sota. Why is parshas nazir next to parshas sota? So the Maral says, you can ask us about anything. Every parsha, why is this next to this? Why is this next to this?
Well, you ask the question.
We do ask it over here. Why do we ask it over here?
We
ask it all the time?
Every Rav makes it. Make a Shabbos.
Correct. Correct. But the Gemara only asks it here. The Gemara asks it on very few places. Right? The Gemara, Baldarshan makes up more things the Gemara did. So, but how come the Gemara only asks it here? Really, you could ask it anywhere. Right? Why is this next to. But here the Gemara asks it. So the Maharal says, I'll tell you why. Because they're exact opposites. Nazir and Sota are the polar opposites. A Nazir is getting better and a Sota is getting worse. So why are they next to each other? That's the question. So why is you can open a parsha's kedoshim? Why is the pasuk about saving somebody next to the pasuk about pigle? We don't know. Maybe sometimes we do know. Sometimes some people speak it out. But here the Gemara asks it. Such polar opposites. What are they doing next to each other? So Olama tell you shekala roa sota b'chukula. Everyone knows this answer. If you see a sota in her disgrace, yidar atzam minayayin. You should not drink wine. What does that soda have to do with you? The pasha is nothing. It's not your wife. Right? It's somebody's wife. Right? It's a lesson in life. When you see someone have a downfall, it's a musar for you too as well. Right? Amar Chizkiya Breder of Paranach, Amar Biochan, Lama Nisuch of Parshas Sotel, Parshas Truman to Maestros. And then after that, in Parshas Naso, the Torah tells you about the Trumas and Maestros that they have to be given to a Kohen. Lama Lacha, Kol Shiesh Trumas and Maestros. If someone has Trumas and Maestros, they ain't a nose in the Kohen. He doesn't want to give them to a Kohen, it's too cheap. So, from the end, Nitzrich Lakohen Ali Deyeshto. You're going to need that Kohen regardless. So, you can give him Truma, or you can eat him because your wife's a Sota. The choice is yours. Right? Why do you want the, why do you need to be busy with the Kohen? Either it's for a mitzvah or because you have a sota in your house. True to my Shenemar ish et kedusha v'lo yiyu v'samach le ishish kitzis de ishto. Right, your wife is going to go be with somebody else. Uksiv baby ish et ishto. Right, v'lo od elasof shenitzach lehen. You're going to need them. Shenemar v'ish et kedusha v'lo yiyu. Fine. Amr v'nachem v'yitzchak v'im nasnan sof mitzaser. If you do give true to my mitzvah, it's going to become rich anyway. It's like, there's no reason not to do it. Shenemar, v'ish asher yitin l'kohen lo yeh, mamon harbe, a lot of money. Amar v'chuna brechya mishum rebe lazar kfar, kol ha-mishtatev shim shemayim b'tzaro, anyone who includes Hashem in his pain, instead of getting angry at Hashem, and right, koflun lo parnasaso, his parnasa becomes double, right? Shenemar v'haya sedei b'tzarecha v'kesef tofos lach. It's flying around. In other words, it's spreading out like a bird. Shenemar v'ketzef to'afos lach. Amar of Tevi, Amar of Yoshia. Kol hamarpa atam. If someone heals himself, how does Rashi say that word marpa? Well, weakens himself. Someone weakens himself in studying Torah. Right, marapa. You weaken yourself in studying Torah. You have no chance to stand on a day of tzara. Shenemar, hatarfis biyom tzara, tzar kachacha. Amar of Ami bar Matan, Amar Shmuel, filu mitzvah achas, even one mitzvah. Shenemar, hatarfis mikol makom. Nevertheless, even one mitzvah you weaken yourself. All of a sudden, you can't stand when there's a tzar. Amar of Safra, Rabbi Avo had mishtoi. Rabbi Avo, what happened? Kishiyerin chanina. Ben Achai Rav Yehoshua Legola. Listen to this crazy, unbelievable story here. The brother of Rabbi Yehoshua, whose name happened to be Chanina or Chananya, he was in Golas. He was in Bavel. He was in Chutz Laaret somewhere. Hayim Aber Shanim. He made a leap year. The Kavua Chadash. When he was in Chutz Laaret. In Chutz Laaret he was doing that, which we know you're not allowed to do that. So Shagru Echai Rav Shnei Tavid Chachamim. Two Talmid Chacham went to go investigate. What's going on with this guy? The Rishua's brother, Chanina. He's being ma'abar of the Shana in Chutz Laaret. Who are these two people? Yossi, Rabbi Yossi ben Kippar, and Ben Benosho, Zechariah ben Kvutal. These two people. So Kivan Shiraosam, when Chananya saw them, Amalehem, Amabosim, what are you doing here? So Amrulay, Lulma Torah, we can't learn Torah from you. Hikr Zalei Vanashim Alalu, Gedolei Hadarheim. They announced the Gedolei Hadar, Favaseim Shimshur Beis HaMedrash, Beis HaMikdash, Ka'osa Sheshaninu, they were in the Beis HaMikdash, like we learned, the Chayyab and Kvutal, Omer, Harbi, Pavim, Karisi, Lefanav, Sefer, Daniel. This is his grandfather. He used to keep the Kahanim Gedolim up on Yom Kippur night, learning Daniel with them. That was his job. These are great people. They have a great lineage. Anyway, Hitzchil, Hu Tameh, Vehei Matarin. So they're learning, whatever Chanina said is Tameh, they said, no, it's Tar. Who Omer? Who Osev? Hey Matirin. He said it's Osir. They said no, you're wrong. It's Butter. So he realized they didn't come to learn from me. They came to knock me. So Hichrus Aleim Anashim Alalo Shall Shavheim. These two guys who came to visit me, they're nothing. They're empty. Shall Tohheim, right? They're meaningless. Amrulo Kfar Banisa. I've already built it up. Viet Yachalisto. You can't knock it down. In other words, what are you arguing? Everything I say. Kfar Gadarta. I already made a fence. Viet Yachalisto. You can't breach it. Why everything I said is mut aser? I use mutter and tar and tami. Why are you arguing? Because what are you doing? You ma'aver the shana and chutz laaretz. Amar lehem v'lo Akiva ben Yosef hoy ma'aver shana v'kavir chadash and bechutz laaretz. Rabbi Akiva did that. There's a story. Rashi quotes a story in Bava Basra. Rabbi Akiva once did that. Not in Bava Basra. In Yavamis. There's a story. Rabbi Akiva once did that. So they told him, Yeah. Amrulo. 1 minute. Amrulo. Hanach Rabbi Akiva. You can't bring a raya from Rabbi Akiva. Shalom. Hiniach Kemosa Be'eretz Yisrael. There was nobody else like him in Eretz Yisrael. He had the right to do that. He had the right. Amalei. Afani. Lohanach Kemosa Be'eretz Yisrael. So there's no one like me in Eretz Yisrael also. So Amrulo. They told him, not true. Gedeim. Shenachta. Nasa. Tiyashim. The Gedeim. The young goats now grew up. Right? Bale Karnayim Haim. They have horns now. They know how to learn. You're not the only one now. The Haim Shagrunu Atlecha. They're over here. They're fine. V'chein Amru L'chu V'chein Amru Lanu L'chu V'imru Lo B'shmenu. And they told us, they sent us here to say in your name, Im Shemoa Mutav. If you, in our name, right. Good. V'yam Lav, and if not, you should be in Cherub. All right. Stop here. And we will pick up, what? Okay, we'll do one in a minute. Vamru la'achinu shebagola, and they told our brothers in the Golas, im shom in mutav, if you listen, good. V'im lav, and if not, ya'alahar, go to your own mountain. Achia yivane mizbeach, and Achia, which was the Rosh HaGola, he'll build the mizbeach. Chananya yinagin bekinar, and you, Chananya, you could play the instruments. V'chapru kulam, and you could all be very happy with each other, right? V'yomru ein lehem chelech ve'elokei Yisrael.
No, yichperu.
Yichperu? What does yichperu mean?
They'll deny Hashem.
Oh, they'll deny Hashem. Chelech ve'elokei Yisrael. Miyad, go, kol ab, b'chia. Everyone cried. V'yomru chas v'shalom. Yesh lanu chelech ve'elokei Yisrael. Right? It's chas v'shalom that we're trying to make that breach. V'kol achlama, why all this production? V'shom shenemar, because it says, ki mitzion tei tei tzor, u'dvar Hashem b'Yerushalayim. Okay? So we'll stop right here and we'll resume shortly. I don't know how to pause it.